You're listening to the Sandspants Network.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, or the pop culture news on the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do you reckon the repercussions of Agatha All Along are going to be?
I'm going to come out the gate and say, I talked a lot of shit about this show.
Yes.
I'm going to come out of the gate and be like, I think most of us do.
There's a lot of episodes where I say, why would you make a TV show based on a meme from, at this point, 4-year-old TV show?
Yeah. What's going on?
Okay, I said that's stupid and you're dumb if you do that.
Yeah, you said, what are they doing?
Yeah. Are you a big baby? Are you a big baby with smooth brain?
They suck your brain out with a vacuum cleaner?
Is that what's going
on? You said the head of Marvel should get in his car and crash his car on purpose and die on the way to the hospital.
And if I found him in the hospital, I'd pull the plug.
Those are the threats I made.
I will kill Kevin Feige. But now I've seen Agatha All Along, and it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's actually probably the best TV show Marvel has put out.
Better? Okay.
Yeah.
I think so.
So we'll try this.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Better than WandaVision.
Yeah, has a far more... I have some problems with the ending, which I'll get to. Mm-hmm. But has a far more satisfying and a far less Marvel-y conclusion than WandaVision.
But as a series as a whole...
Yeah, it's still better.
Yeah, okay. Winter Soldier... Falcon and Winter Soldier?
Couldn't even get it out. Better.
Yeah.
Loki?
Better.
Yeah.
Ms. Marvel?
Probably better. Yeah, better for me. Loki season 2, better.
Yeah. Moon Knight?
Didn't see it. Hawkeye, didn't see it.
What if season 1 and 2?
Look, the bar's not high. I think the moment it's like, is it better than WandaVision? That's all you need to know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I realized that when I said WandaVision, I was like, should have gone backwards.
Should have gone backwards.
But all the Moon Knight stands out there are losing their shit right now.
Yeah, you know, you've got Moon Knight with his famous personality, Steve, and Steven, and
Mushu?
Mushu?
Mushu Pork?
Mushu Pork? I don't think that's the guy.
Anyway, what makes Agatha's the best TV show, I think, is that it's very clearly made with intention, and it is made with a clear idea in mind. It has extremely satisfying moments, and the conclusion wraps up everything nicely and makes... It's just like, it's a show that you could watch twice, and you would get a whole bunch of new stuff out of it because you watched it the first time.
Yeah,
I could not say that about any Marvel movie.
It's crazy because it sticks the landing.
It sticks
There's
the landing.
There's like a little moment. There's a little susan of like, Marvel. Yeah. And then it's like, oh, wait.
I reckon the only MCU show outside of Agatha that I think I could rewatch is WandaVision.
Yeah.
But I think because there isn't really a big reveal.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Like, as in, like, I think that actually, because the disappointment of the big Marvel finale or whatever, it's like, I know that's coming now. Yeah. But also, there's no like, oh, it was Mephisto. There's big reveals in this show.
Well, there are big reveals, but they actually do the work to set, and like, don't get it twisted. This is not the greatest TV show of all time.
It's not The Sopranos.
It's not The Sopranos season 3.
Welcome back to The Sopranos.
It's not The Wire.
No.
It's not any other... What else?
Not Andor, even. But it's an extremely good Marvel TV show.
Hmm.
It does stuff where it puts in the work to set up the reveals so that they make sense. Which, it's competent.
Like, it's weird. It's like, it is a good Marvel TV show, but it's also just a good TV show.
Yeah.
Like, as you say, I guess the bar... Once again, the bar is so low that all you need to do is make it competent.
Mm-hmm. Make it make sense.
And that, the things that are set up in the last, the back half of the season is set up in the front half.
Yeah, exactly.
I quite like that. It didn't feel tacked on. It didn't feel like we were just kind of, treading water. It didn't feel that we were like, oh, we're just going to spit a few things and maybe we'll see what happens.
Absolutely.
It just felt like, oh, no, we have an idea. This is where we're going to end up and how we're going to get there. And we're going to follow this.
This thread. And, these things that earlier on.
You want to follow this, winding rope. But no, I don't want to say that.
These things earlier on where you're like, why did a character say that? Or why did this happen? Which I don't really understand how that makes sense.
Who's this team?
Who's this kid even? And even stuff that earlier on I was like, that's a really weird choice that they made. Mm. I wouldn't have done that. Like, I feel like that's maybe a mistake or like a product of the kind of Marvel TV show writing sort of plan or whatever. In retrospect, I'm like, oh, no, actually, it was like intentional, which is crazy.
Yeah. When the teen, Billy, is like, you know, it's very obvious that it is going to be weak and he's going to be the son of the Scarlet Witch. Like, everyone knew, including, like, again, the characters in the show, even though that wasn't quite yet. And then when it is revealed, it's not even like a big revelation.
No.
I think, like, one of the things is, like, when the mouth's getting covered up in the first couple episodes, you can still very obviously see that he's saying Billy.
For sure. Well, and also I think even when the reveal happens, it's not...
I guess that's an example of like, if you don't catch, you don't catch it. But also the fact that he is actually just saying
There's something he can't say and you're like, well...
No, but as in like...
You can't hear it.
Yeah,
you can't hear it. But when he's saying it, like the fact that they weren't trying to hide it, crazy, because like if you watch his mouth, you're like, oh, he's saying
Billy.
Yeah,
for sure.
Weren't like, whoa, he's saying Alfred, but then they hit it as Billy.
He's Alfred. He's the secret son of Wanda, Alfred. And even like the bringing back Wiccan, which is the kind of thing that they could have whiffed, and I think a less competent show would have, the way they bring them back would have seemed silly and kind of like wouldn't have worked. But I think they did that thing where they, in another Marvel TV show, there's probably got to be some spoilers for
spoilers from here on out.
So in the show, it is revealed that when WandaVision... Shut up.
When WandaVision closed,
basically the soul or whatever of Billy went into a fella who was dying or dead and took over his body.
Yeah.
And that's not really the reveal. Mm. You know what I mean? Like the way that the reveal is kind of like, why is he cursed so he can't say his name?
What's going on there?
And another TV show would have just had Billy maybe say that in one line.
Yeah.
Be like, I'm not Billy. I'm William. A boy. You know what I mean? They were just going through exposition.
Billy? Who's Billy? I'm Alfred.
A boy who died. But instead, we get a whole episode, or like at least two-thirds of an episode, where they're like, well, we're going to like give this the time that it deserves. Mm. I think this show also did a lot of things where it was like, it would get close, and there would be stuff where I was like, you're about to fuck it up. And then...
They're like, oh my god, it's Dad, White Vision.
Where he go?
Then they'd pull it back, and I'm like, okay.
No,
okay.
Just kidding, it was a bird I saw. Never mind.
It's White Vision. Oh no, it's a seagull.
Dad? No. No. Dad? Oh no, it's a dove.
I think it's Wanda. Oh no, just a red bird.
Yeah. No.
I gotta stop looking up. It's very much confusing.
I gotta stop looking at birds.
These boys have nothing but like doves and red robins, and I get confused. Is mom and dad birds?
What happened to that kid?
Remind me. Were mom and dad birds?
No, Billy.
No,
oh,
Billy.
Okay.
They were, it was a...
And I'm not a... I wouldn't be a... No. I wouldn't be a bird. Billy. Yeah, I'd be like a guy.
Well,
like
I mean, it is confusing because your dad is a robot.
Yeah. So it could be a bird.
No. No. Because mom, well, like, he was a robot, but he was a humanoid robot. He could fly. Is that what's confusing?
It's like
and he can phase through stuff.
Birds can't do that.
Does
son.
Something happen to Vision in the show? In
he
the,
blows up.
In the,
he blows up.
I remember that. In between his appearance in WandaVision and the last time we see him in the MCU, does he do like a wish to become more a guy? Or is he just...
He does go up.
He just goes
he
up.
Fly
I think
up.
That's no, all that's at the end of WandaVision. Yeah, so I mean between his appearance.
Yeah. Oh, right.
No.
I don't think he makes a wish.
He has a soul stone.
I remember what happened and why I'm confused. Because in my head I'm like...
If I was a wish.
Yeah, he becomes a guy because he has kids, but he didn't actually have
exactly.
Kids.
That's the secret of Vision.
Yeah.
The secret Vision, of Vision.
Vision secret, in brackets, secret. Come. He didn't need to come.
He didn't need to come. He did. Well, he probably still cummed.
Well, he's a robot.
Yeah, but Wanda could have used a reality warping powers to make him
come. Now he's got a regular penis.
Yeah.
Pretty
cool.
Reality warping regular penis.
Yeah. I love a robot, but I wish he had a regular man penis and fat loads. And he was so virile.
And I don't think Tony Stark and the Hulk probably gave him a penis.
Yeah,
right?
Well, I mean, we'd see it.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he's
he
not
nude.
Wearing pants.
He is nude the Hulk.
Well,
time.
No, it would have been Ultron, right? Because he was in charge of making Vision a bit.
Oh, that's right.
Everyone's just having a crack.
Everyone's being like,
everyone's having a crack at Vision.
What about this?
Ultron being like, I've finished him off, and he just comes out with only a penis as the only change. What? Now we can fuck human women.
Finally. Thor's like, I accept. Yes.
Another.
I mean, Thor also, another penis. Yeah. Thor also does just like.
Yeah. The secret of Vision is he's actually got about four.
He's actually
cocks.
Got multiple penises and eight loads.
Yeah. But even like Thor has a crack at making Vision a bit. He hits it with lightning.
That's true.
What are you doing in that scene? Four dads?
When Thor comes in and hits him with the hammer.
It's conduct lightning. Electricity. It's like a Frankenstein thing.
Because he goes, but he goes and has a bath dream.
Yeah.
And in the bath dream, he sees a bunch of
Thor. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then he zaps him with his hammer.
Then smash cut, he's whacking him with a hammer.
Doesn't he smash through the window?
Yeah, and then he smacks him with a hammer. Or zaps him with a hammer, okay. And then Vision's like, give me your cape.
What was his intention?
Okay, his intention.
Hit him with lightning.
No, his... Okay, I think I remember.
Okay.
And this is crazy, because to recall Age of Ultron in 2024, like the end as well.
I'm impressed.
Fucked up of me.
Yeah.
I said it after the
five
save
minutes,
time.
We're good.
I can say fuck, but not the other word.
Yeah.
He has a bath dream, and all the Avengers are dead in his bath dream.
Yeah.
So he is like, a thing around the world is Tony Stark's
right.
Good
to do.
So then he smashes through the window and makes Vision.
Hits it with his hammer.
And it turns out that no, actually, it wasn't the right thing to do, because then the Soul Stone goes to Thanos, who then clicks.
It was right for the moment, I guess. Yeah. Sort of. Not really.
But then they do the whole thing, and then they're good again, because they went back in the times and took the
stones. That's true.
And this is the only time where it works.
In the end, it worked out.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Hawkeye, nope. Black Widow is still dead.
Yeah, sometimes you get to crack a few eggs.
Yeah.
Spider eggs. Black
sometimes
Widow
you get to crack a few spider eggs. Spider omelet.
Mm. If you will.
So yeah, WandaVision, pretty good. I do have some stuff about it I didn't love. I felt like the last episode, I was saying this to you before, Zam, it felt kind of more like a coda for the whole series rather than a finale, which I think meant the pacing was a bit weird for me. I felt like one of the big reveals, which... I guess we're doing spoilers
whatever.
So spoilers. It's revealed that the Witch's Road that they're all traveling on actually doesn't exist. And what was happening is that...
Those idiots! They got tricked by Wizard of Oz?
They got tricked by Frank Bonham?
No, so what was happening is, in the past, Agatha had a scam that she would basically pull, where she would be like, oh, let's do the Witch's Road.
Yep.
And then all the witches would attack her, and she would suck their powers. And that's actually what
I
she was
really
trying to...
I really like that.
It was awesome.
Because it was the reveal of
it was like a
song that was her kids, that they kind of, did like together, that was just him just singing a silly little kid song.
Yeah.
And then they kind of, as it were, like adapted it to their own, and then eventually just kind of spread. And I really like what they were like,
great.
Oh, it's great about this whole idea of myths and stories and what is it.
And it did that wonderful thing where on reflection, the scene where they all go into the Witch's Road in the first place, you're like, oh, the whole time Agatha actually was just trying to steal those witches' powers.
Yeah.
There was actually no road. And when, I forget why, but they're like, you should take Rio, i.e. Aubrey Plaza, i.e. Death. Mm-hmm. She should be one of the witches we take. And Agatha's like, no. But you never know why. And you're like, oh, I guess they've got a complicated history. But it's no, because she's Death. So if Agatha gets hit by her, she'll die. Which is great. That's an awesome reveal. So that's the sort of reveal. Great reveal. Kind of feel like they didn't do much with it, because it just had happened at the end. And it was just like a... moment instead
was,
of like having consequences, it just was
it
like
was, they did a like a Kaiser Sose Usual Suspect.
Death's
kind
walking
of thing.
Away and straightens up her foot and stands up taller.
Wait a minute.
Oh my god, Death was in the police station this whole time.
Yeah, Death is like, and then there was lights that were really bright, and then Mr. Camera.
My real name is Table Joel.
And in the Usual Suspects lineup scene, them laughing was not scripted, because Benicio del Toro kept farting.
Doing big stinky farts.
I know movie trivia.
I know movies, and then
what you're going to do about it.
And I like when Fight Club premiered, and it was hit with heaps of booze, and Edward Norton turned to Brad Pitt, and Edward Norton was like, oh, fuck. And Brad Pitt turned to him and confidently said, this is the best movie I'm ever going to be in.
And you know they said that because Benicio del Toro was just
fart.
He was in the cinema front row were just farting away.
Do you know why they were booing? Yeah, they were. They weren't booing the movie.
You know when Viggo Mortensen broke his foot? Yeah. That's because he was distracted by Benicio del Toro farting.
But then he finished the scene like when Tom Cruise jumped from the building and broke his ankle in the filming of Mission Impossible Fallout.
Yeah.
They left it in the movie because Benicio del Toro just kept farting. And then they couldn't hear the director call cut because of the fart.
He's a menace on any movie set. Fix your diet.
He refuses.
He refuses. He won't do it.
He's got a system. Yeah. He's figured it out.
He's got a food eating system.
Beans and more beans.
Billy's like looking around his room and he realizes like, oh, there's a little paraphernalia there. Yeah. He's like, oh, wait, this is all just popped up in.
He's like, I drew from it and then went Wanda. And it really works because Wanda keeps telling him the rules.
Agatha keeps telling him the rules.
And it's clearly so that when he makes the reality or as he's making the reality, they work. So she's kind of in control. Really good stuff.
I really like that because once again, if you went back,
it's a payoff from the title.
Exactly.
Like, the moment where the Salem Seven are coming down to fight him, and then Billy's like, "Shit! We gotta go! There's the door. Let's go!"
Yeah.
And then you look at it, and you. Agatha's like, oh, she like looks the road, looks back and whatever. And you can think like, oh, no, she's worried because the Salem Seven's coming up. No. She's like, what?
What the fuck? This is actually my scheme to kill witch.
Huh. And then you can sort of see her figuring it out as well. Being like, oh, wait, no, that's Wanda's kid. You're a reality warper just like her.
Yeah.
You're making this reality.
You've made the witch's road. But if you've made the witch's road, then it's going to follow these rules.
So I'm going to manipulate this a bit.
Which is very cool. And then at the very end, Wanda's a ghost now.
Yeah.
And she says, And she says, let's go find your brother. And then they leave together. Yeah. And I did not like the way she looked as a ghost. I thought it looked silly. And I felt that little ending bit was the bit where I was like, ah. But everything else was very good. I just didn't love that.
But that means that there's more coming.
There is.
Well, yeah.
Well, we'll see. I wonder if the...
Well, this has been a bit of a hit, like for Disney Plus. Yeah. How many billions of minutes were watched? Probably a lot.
Probably like 6 or 7.
Yeah, I would say so.
They keep saying like the number of people watching the finale is like up each kind of week. Well. So it seems to be a bit of a
sleeper hit.
Kind of like
I wonder if they'll go the same route then, and they'll be like, okay, this is another show with a different title entirely. So I guess the Vision show.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Or if they'll just make Agatha season 2.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because apart from Loki and What If, they haven't done a season 2.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Which means they have to, I made it, like, apart from these two examples, the other 5 shows don't.
Well, I don't know. I guess it would be, I suppose Vision Quest, if they are still doing that TV show, which would.
I think they recently confirmed yes.
Okay.
Or maybe Paul Bettany was asked about it. He's like, yeah, I'm still up there. I'll come down or something.
Who?
Who? Your Vision. What Vision?
All that money.
I was wondering.
God, I love money.
I love getting cash, but yeah, maybe they'll do, so, because Tommy, Billy's brother, there's like a scene where Agatha basically, because that's what Billy wants to do. He's like, I want to find my brother.
Mm.
And then Death is like, he sort of doesn't exist as like a physical guy. The same thing has to happen. A dead kid needs to get Tommy's soul.
Mm.
And then Billy does that. With the drowning boy that he sees in his vision
at a certain point.
Which
is a really cool scene. Because he's just like, am I doing this? Am I the one? Mm. Am I killing this child so that my brother can live?
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's really
and Agatha's like, hey, boys die.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
That's true. I think we've covered this before, but it is worth repeating. Yeah. Agatha shows ass.
Yes, dude.
Agatha shows ass.
Yeah, she hangs ass, dude.
She hangs ass, dude. She hangs cheek.
Yeah.
It's sick. And apparently that was Catherine Hahn's, like, she was like, I gotta hang cheek in this.
Yeah, well, because...
Maybe it was one of her stipulations.
Mm.
I think...
I'll come back, but I got to hang cheek.
Dinner writer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, her explanation for it, because, like, when it first happened, I was like, I got to fight... Because I was like, this is... It shouldn't be a big deal, but it is a big deal.
Yeah.
It's crazy to show ass, which means that people would have asked her about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I found an interview, and she was just like, yeah, I just needed a way to, like, really show how vulnerable Agatha is at that point, and...
Yeah.
That was the easiest way to do it.
Hey, she's not wrong. Mm. This also had, I think, the first 2 gay kisses in a Marvel production.
Yes.
Because both
the first gay
Wiccan and his boyfriend and Catherine Hahn and Death.
Leo,
The only, the first gay character in the MCU that we see on screen be, like, say that they're gay or is one of the Russo brothers in Endgame.
That's funny.
They made themselves the first gay character in Marvel.
Oh, yeah, because his husband got clicked away, but then he's moved on. Oh, now his husband's back. Oh, no.
Oh, no. They also, I'm trying to think of other gay characters. There's the guy who did the did Hiroshima, right?
Yeah.
He's gay.
He shouldn't have done that.
He shouldn't have given them the bomb.
Wouldn't have done that if I was him, but everyone's built different.
It's crazy that in hindsight, the speech that he's giving there about how I did Hiroshima is basically the whole plot of Oppenheimer of like, I gave them the tools.
That's true.
And I didn't expect it to go like this.
In the MCU, stole Oppenheimer's thunder.
It means that he gave Oppenheimer like a spanner or something, and that was the thing that made the bomb.
Oppenheimer shouldn't feel bad.
Yeah, it was. What was his name?
Ajax? No, it Krista? Was.
Well, I was going to say Birkjob.
Sprite.
No, that's it.
No, I'm just going through. Yes. Sprite. Icarus.
Athena.
Athena.
No, it's just Athena, isn't it?
Athena.
What's the punch guy?
Kingo. Then there's
Bojack.
Gilgamesh.
Fastos.
Wow.
Remembering the Eternals is a really fun game you can play with all your friends, listeners.
Did we do them all?
There's 10 Eternals.
We got a good number of them.
We got 6. That's most of them.
I think you got 7.
How many's that?
No, that's six. Sorry, my mistake.
Fuck, dude. Okay, yeah. Hey, let's just be happy with what we got.
Yeah. So Fastos was also...
It was also another gay character. But it's just like, it's like a thing that Disney, you know, they love to make gay cops in Pixar movies
Captain
or whatever.
Captain Marvel was meant to be maybe with Tessa Thompson, but then that was cut.
Just like most of the time they do that thing where they like pull it back or they're like, they're gay, but don't worry about it. But in this, it's so explicit, which is very cool. It's very cool to see them do it.
The reason they do it is because they're cowards who love money.
Yeah.
They have to edit the scenes out of certain releases
for like international markets.
So they have
to
make it not an integral part of the plot if they want to release it, which is bad, and they should just not release it in those countries.
Absolutely, of course.
But the money,
but
but
it's not even that much.
Some is more than none.
I would say that it wouldn't matter even if it was $100 million. But even if you want to look at it in
that
from
rat's
a
crying right now,
Mickey Mouse so sad.
Even if you want to look at it in a like, they're making more money, so like I get they have to bend to certain government's rules, but they're not even making that like. Make your movie better, and that will get more money domestically than you would have earned than the money you're losing.
Absolutely,
by not releasing it.
But you know, but that rat,
and it's so easy to edit out a kid.
What's
so
this, like statistically? Easy. It's like one in I can't remember if it's like 1 in 12 or more, like more than that. Statistically, are not straight.
Yeah.
Probably more.
Yeah, I think. I think
considering it's like you know.
Yeah, you'd have to out yourself.
Underreported as well.
Or it might even be like 1 in 8. And again, that's not.
That's
people that are happy to out themselves on a census.
Yeah,
that's why is it only happening now in TV?
Yeah, absolutely, dude. So yeah, it was very cool seeing Wiccan Mac on with his boyfriend and Agatha and Rio Mac on. To kill Agatha.
Sometimes
Rio,
you hang on, sometimes you die.
Yeah, the Agatha Rio one could be seen as like a little bit of a, like that cop out because it's that classical, like, you know, death's kiss.
Kind of.
And so I was kind of like kissing because of the death thing.
But,
so if I was of like a person who really did not like to see this, at least you know it was part of the plot. There's a story reason for it. But the Wiccan one.
But
that
actually goes what you're saying. What I'm saying, where they made it
integral
to the plot. You can't cut that scene.
You can't cut that
scene. That's a good point.
Unless they filmed the second scene where Rhea just hits
like,
her with a
high five, handshake of death.
Yeah.
It was cool, and it was like it was the kiss. You know, within the context of the story, is also like a kind of them accepting, like, okay, you know, fuck it. Our relationship is complicated.
Yeah.
I'll die. That's fine. It's about my time.
And it's time to be a ghost. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Do you reckon Agatha's gonna go into Wanda?
No.
What do you mean by that?
Her soul?
No, but I think that Agatha, if there is an Agatha season 2, will not be a ghost. I don't think she's gonna stay a ghost.
Yeah.
Because why would you pay for the VFX of having her look like a ghost?
Oh, she'll be a ghost, but it'll be like I can make myself look like real.
I think that a plot, if they this is based on speculation. If they do a season 2 of Agatha, a plot for like the first 2 to 3 episodes will be getting Agatha a physical body again. Mm-hmm.
But they'll
because he's a reality warper, so yeah. they can just
and
do that.
And it'll also oh, yeah. be yeah. Catherine Hahn again, because they're not going
oh, of
to.
Of course, absolutely.
They can't put
yeah.
her in a different body.
No.
Or it could simply just be like, you know, opening scene, she's not a ghost.
Yeah.
And like, aren't you? When didn't you die?
Yeah.
I just didn't like how I looked.
I figured it out. Yeah.
Come on, I look much better like this.
Yeah, exactly.
I imagine.
Move on. Yeah.
I imagine okay. what'll probably happen. Opening scene, her fucking around in a room, like, and we see her and she's physical, yeah. and then she like looks in the mirror. And like has like turns back into ghost and then turns back into person. Yeah. It's like, I like how I look much better like this.
And then you just don't have to worry about the fact effect. That she's a ghost. Yeah.
Because like, it's going to think. Because like, okay, so she ghost, whatever, so she can face stuff just like Billy's dad.
Whoa.
Vision.
White Agatha.
Finally.
Is that a book?
Agatha. Finally, a white Agatha.
So I think, because they could do something like with that.
Yeah, for sure. I just think that they.
Who do you reckon it's going to cost more? Paul Bettany or
Catherine Hahn. I think Paul Bettany's more only because he's been in Avengers.
Then yes, he could true. Be like, wow, look, Agatha's going into Vision, and now Vision looks like Agatha. Sorry, Paul, you're fired.
That would be
witch dad.
That would be crazy because that would almost feel sort of like the Mystique and what's the name romance that they caught?
Which one? Mystique Colossus?
No, it wasn't
Shapeshift and Steel Baby?
I don't know.
Wasn't it
Xavier or Magneto or Beast?
Who's a robot and a ghost?
No. If they make Vision into Agatha, so then Billy and Wiccan and Speed's parents become Agatha and Wanda.
Oh. Yes.
That reminds me of
the comic.
Mystique and
Destiny.
Cool.
Oh, I see what
being
you're
Nightcrawler's
saying.
Being Nightcrawler's dear papa.
Yes. Yeah.
So I thought you were going like, you know, either the first X-Men or
I was lost too. I was talking about the comics.
Yeah, I wish I'd known.
They didn't cut it. They did it. Anyway.
Didn't they? But wasn't it meant to be a thing and then they sort of shy away
from
it?
It was meant to be a thing back in the past.
Back when Chris Claremont was still writing.
Yeah.
And then they record.
Get the editor. But it was like, no gay shit. Stop that. We're going to make this subtext. That's okay. I can't read that shit, dude. Wait, can I look at this and think they're not? I guess. Good.
I'm really fucking stupid. So subtext goes over my head.
Yeah. It's great. You read it and you're like, how did no one... You didn't pick this up?
That's awesome.
No.
Nah, dude.
I'm dumb as shit.
I'm stupid as hell.
I'm fucking 70s Marvel guy, and I can't read.
70s Marvel guy.
Something
I really liked about Agatha as well is that they let Agatha be a sort of sack of shit.
Yeah. Because
that was something I was concerned about, just given Disney in the past, is I was like, oh, they'll probably be like in a redemption. Or, and this is goes back to the thing I was saying where they kept on like skirting something where I was like, oh, come on, and then not doing it, where there was Agatha and her son, Nicholas, there was some tragedy there. And I was like, are they going to do that thing with, like, she's evil because a bad thing happened to her? And I was like, how fucking boring. Don't do that. But then they go back and they're like, a bad thing happened to her and she's evil.
Yeah. She was evil.
I think it would do things,
yeah,
you know?
She was evil. Then she had the kids, remained evil.
And a bad thing happened to her.
Now
an
she's
evil
sad
person.
And evil.
Yeah. Sad and evil and dealing with trauma.
And I think that's
loved
great. I think that's
it's so good.
Tell you what, it's interesting going forward because she, at the end of the series, it kind of positions herself as Wiccan's mentor.
Yeah.
And she's evil.
Yeah. And I did like that thing at the very end, like just before, I guess, she died. It was very much like the, oh, well, I didn't get what I wanted. I can see what's going on. Yeah, whatever. Take the boy.
Kill Billy. I don't give a fuck.
And then be like, come on.
Yeah.
And then she's like,
okay.
Change of heart, I guess. But like, I liked that up until that very moment. She's like, was still quite evil.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, a villain. And
just
then.
A son of a bitch,
Still a villain.
Yeah.
After that.
Exactly. Cool. I think that's great. And I think it makes
even more a villain when she kills Vision in Vision Quest.
And goes in it.
Yeah. Goes into Vision.
Yeah. Whoa.
So I guess, after this, we now have Billy with Ghost Mom looking for Tommy.
Yeah.
Which I guess is kind of like maybe Young Avengers, like skirting.
And hate that.
Me too. And we also then have Vision Quest, which is like over there somewhere. Like, where'd Dad go? So do you reckon they're going to incorporate this into one thing?
My dream.
Yeah.
And this is a bold dream that's not going to come true, but God, I hope they do it. Is they're like, okay, we're kind of onto a winner here.
Yeah.
Or at least not a loser like our other shows.
Yeah.
Where we've built, we got WandaVision and Agatha, which are tied together and also pretty separate to everything else that's going on in the MCU, except obviously Multiverse of Madness. We could probably make another series, just involve these characters still, and kind of build it up like what The Mandalorian was doing for Star Wars.
Yeah.
Build like this sect of cast of characters and whatever, and then when they're established, you can bring them into the movies, and they don't even need to have a movie themselves, and the, like they can just be like, hey, join in the fucking fight or whatever.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. If they, you know, everybody now knows Vision and Wanda and Agatha and Wiccan through these shows, and yeah, you just establish this kind of Wandaverse.
But can you get Elizabeth Olsen back to the MCU for a TV series?
Hasn't she said she'd like... it's no longer a hard no for like Marvel stuff. She's like, maybe. Once again, how much money?
Yeah. I guess if you're paying her enough, and maybe if it's a like a unique enough premise.
I think to get actors like her back now, you would have to be like, here's a lot of money and here's a guarantee it won't be total asshole.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Elizabeth Olsen also, she's like Multiverse of Madness and stuff like that, she just became the vessel of like, hey, this doesn't make sense. Yeah. Fuck you.
Why'd you
turn evil?
Yeah. And she's like, character.
I'm acting.
I'm a human being.
Yeah.
The character I play is fiction.
Yeah.
You're an idiot. Yes, very true. I would be, if I was her, I would be reluctant to come back. But they will be desperate for her to come back in some respect. Because even in this, there's that a bit where Wiccan's like, hey, is Mom dead? And Agatha's like, yeah, nah. I don't know. So, like, very clearly they're keeping it open in some capacity for...
Yeah, because they show her body but not her face in the first episode.
So it's like, maybe, you know, maybe she'll come back. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, what is a big rock to a witch?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, maybe you got a squished, but maybe you're fine.
And, like, also you've got fucking... If Wiccan has... Mm-hmm. And maybe Tommy, too, have reality powers...
They can turn that big rock into...
their mom.
Oh, no! Oh, no, Wanda was killed by Rock Mom.
But, Rock Mom is our mom and not Wanda. I didn't make the Rock my mom. I made her my new, like a new mom.
I made her
kill
a new
mom, become mom. Yeah, that's what I hear. You kill my mom, I'm look at you like you're my mom now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would, like, I hope that they just keep building this, because they've been trying so hard to have like a big universe, but with like little pockets of stuff going on, but haven't committed enough to any of the pockets.
Absolutely.
Which means that there's nothing really happening in them.
And what's great about Agatha is that it's got quite low stakes for what it is.
Yeah.
But they commit to making you care about the characters that are in
Worst case scenario at this point, a bunch of witches die. And they do anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, exactly. It's kind of cool. Like only one of the other witches survives.
Yeah.
Apparently Man Thing Witch.
Yeah, she's a Man Thing Witch.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Jennifer Kale So here's her
MTW.
Backstory. Here's her backstory in Man-Thing Comics. Okay, she's Jennifer Kale. She is the hillbilly's daughter of a farmer.
Yep.
Dakim the Wizard from Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
He arrives and he says, "You're a reincarnated Atlantean priestess, and I must teach you magic. Come to my magic realm." And then they go to the magic realm, and she learns magic. And then Thog the Netherspawn arrives, and the wizard Dakim collects her, Man-Thing, and Howard the Duck, and they go to heaven to kill him.
That's awesome.
So
maybe we'll see that.
Man-Thing season
screen.
One.
I think audiences will be able to wrap their head around that.
All these things have been confirmed. Yeah. We have a Man-Thing.
Exactly.
We have Atlantis.
Exactly.
So
we've got a Throg.
No, we've got a Throg.
Do we?
Wait.
We've got a Thor Frog.
Yeah. I always get confused between Throg and Thor Frog.
Yeah, dude. I get it. They sound similar. Yeah. One's Throg.
That would be awesome if it was like Dakim the Wizard's like,
"We've got to kill this goddamn frog."
And it's just a frog that they all Why? That was hard.
One day he might pick up a shard
of
Mjolnir.
He has the power
of
God.
I don't want that.
It's good to kill that frog.
A frog with God powers is scarier to me than a man with God
powers. Yeah, because I don't know what a frog wants. Yeah. More flies?
To be wet? Yeah.
Damp earth.
Swamp fly earth.
Fuck fucking Secret Wars or whatever. Yeah. We're going to battle
Swamp
world. Give me Swamp Earth. Avengers Swamp Earth. Yes, please.
We got to get all these people together to kill this one frog.
Before he makes the earth a big swamp.
Oh, no, he's made it a big swamp. The only way to get him to undo it is to get him to make a frog wish.
Just to beat the shit out of him.
And we punch a frog?
Yeah. God, punching a frog would feel crazy, dude.
Wet.
Because they have bones, but they're not very good ones.
Yeah. I feel like you'd feel it expand a little bit, and then before you feel the break.
You might... Could a frog...
survive?
A squishy enough frog... Because when you just be like, bleh.
Bleh. Like you're imagining those squish toys when you squish them, like they kind of like,
yeah.
It's funny to imagine.
I imagine that with a toad so easily.
I just like imagine wailing on the front. It's just not moving. Just keeps absorbing every punch.
Why won't you die?
Why won't you die or move?
Get out of here!
Move, frog!
The frog's just being like, "I can't wait for this to be over."
I'm going to fly soon. Maybe I'll go swimming. I'm a bit dry. Maybe I'm not.
Move!
Avengers, like, they just like, "I quit. I can't do this."
Yeah.
Drowning themselves in the swamp.
Thor just has to drop his hammer on the frog so it's permanently squished. Whatever. I don't even care.
Still moving my tongue.
I can still eat flies.
That's good.
I hate this frog.
This frog's
I don't know if the frog can't die because it's special or if this is just a frog thing.
It's just...
The frog's just...
Yeah, this is just a normal
frog. This is
just
frogs, man.
Okay, so yes. I don't think they'll... Hopefully. They don't tie this to Vision Quest.
I think
they kind of want Vision Quest to be its own thing.
But what do you want? Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't want them to do anything with this. Like, it's just... It was really nice that it's its own little cast of characters. Mm. There was the very tangentially, related to, Wanda and Vision and all of that. Because Vision doesn't even really get mentioned a lot.
They mention him, maybe twice, I think.
You know your dad, Vision?
Yeah, your dad, that
Vision.
Robot.
Huh?
Forget about it. I'm not going to mention him again.
Done.
Nice.
Then again, it's like going on, if they change the name, I guess, instead of it's Vision Quest, unless they do Vision Quest, then at least Agatha season 2.
Because Vision Quest gives you the feeling of, it's going to be Vision rediscovering...
what it means to be alive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, WandaVision only makes sense because there's Wanda and Vision.
Yeah.
Vision Quest, I guess, if just...
What if Vision Quest...
Vision and Billy Quest?
Or it could just
Vision
be...
and Questlove? What if this is the promise of Vision Quest?
Vision and the Roots. Yeah, I can see it. Vision hosts Fallon?
Do the Roots host Fallon?
No, Fallon hosts Fallon.
Yeah, I know.
The Roots are his band, aren't they?
Are they? Are they still his band?
I think so.
That's crazy. Mm. What if Vision Quest is this? Because if they, say you're trying to create not a connected universe, not thinking of it like that, yeah. but these cast of characters do have relationships with one another.
Yeah, okay.
So realistically, they're going to, whatever. So WandaVision was this story about a changing a town reality, creating, so it was kind of in like this weird, heightened, fake location. Mm-hmm. And so was Agatha all along. So what if mm-hmm. Vision Quest takes place, and this is normally would be a boring suggestion, but I think in the case of Vision would be interesting, entirely within Vision's own head.
Yeah.
As like a setting that. Where he's going to the different, it's kind of like he's gone into his own program.
Yeah, like I think
that would be kind of fun. And it's like, yeah. You know.
That's probably happened many times in the like the comic book history. I think wouldn't that would be shocked. Like if it, yes, Vision going into his own head, discovering yeah. who he is and what he is.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, even like the other reveal is being, you know, experimented on by AIM.
Yeah,
or some
exactly.
shit. But like, yeah, I can imagine that.
And I think, you know, there could be something, you know, if he's being experimented by AIM, he discovers a little bit of himself, starts to come back to life, and you see his hand start, you know,
twitching and
clutching
whatnot.
Or whatever. I think that could be kind of interesting. And then it's like, it's kind of thematically similar in mm-hmm, that it takes mm-hmm. place in a fake reality or a different reality, but it's still different enough.
Yeah, I think I don't want the immediate jump from what we've seen at the end of this Agatha to Vision
Quest. Well, see, I think that's,
Quest.
Yes, that's fair.
I think it's kind of like, if Vision Quest is just him, you know, eat, pray, loving and finding himself in his own head, that's great. And I kind of like, yeah, have all that self-contained. And maybe part of it is like, well, you are a hero. You're a robot.
Yeah.
You have four dads. And also, you are a dad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's kind of like an interesting kind of thing to kind of, you know,
absolutely.
Towards the tail end.
Yeah.
And that kind of gives then Vision, okay, this I am many things.
Yeah.
And I am still me. And maybe like, oh, I still need, also need to be a good dad.
Yeah.
And then maybe he throws, you know, there's like, okay, he's going to go find Billy and Tommy at some point, maybe.
I think the instantly connecting it to the next series is why I didn't love the very ending. Because the very ending to me felt very much like a...
Here's the next thing.
Yeah, and we're on to the next thing. And like, it doesn't, you know, I think it's always better if a show, and Marvel will never learn this lesson, really. But if that ended with Wanda just being like, hey,
Agatha.
I'm a ghost. Agatha, I don't know why I keep saying Wanda. If Agatha was just like, hey, I'm a ghost, and I'm just now going to teach you spells. And we just left it there, then it's like, okay, cool. Then I don't have to worry about what they're doing because they don't have an immediate goal. And the next time I see them, you could decide whatever you want.
Yeah.
But
okay.
What you set it
however,
up is that,
they've already set up to find, you know, like this whole thing was finding Billy.
Yeah.
And then the
but
thing
I don't
was
think, just think you don't
Billy.
Need to be as explicit about it.
You didn't need to reiterate it. It's just like.
Because what you've basically done is had the main characters say, and the next thing we're doing directly is this.
Would it be better if it would be like, well, I need to teach you a few things. If
you're going to do that.
If you want to try and find your brother.
Yeah, yes, much better.
As opposed to them opening a door.
Yeah, exactly, and stepping out into doing it.
Okay, what about this, though?
Yeah,
Agatha season two, it's Agatha still being evil, maybe manipulating the boys or whatever, reunites with Vision at the end.
Yeah.
And the build-up is to bring the brothers together and reunite them with Vision.
Yeah.
Then Vision Quest becomes an adaptation of the Vision comic that everyone fucking loves.
Oh, yeah.
But he's created a new Wanda.
Okay.
To fulfill the family dynamic. So kind of like a flip on what happens in WandaVision.
That would be cool.
Vision Quest becomes a flip on that, but it's also an adaptation of Vision.
Yeah, yeah,
because in that, he's also going through it.
He's going through it
and having a bad time.
That's what
he makes, basically, a wife and two kids.
Yeah.
I think that could be very interesting.
And like, because he makes Wanda in that anyway, and he bases it off the Scarlet Witch, but without the adventures, but then he starts putting stuff.
His wife's name in that is.
Girl Vision.
I know that it's
Viz
it starts,
and something.
Is it Vivian?
I think they all start with V, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, do we think, because another direction they could go in is doing a TV show all about Speed. Because Marvel has changed the kinds of shows they normally
We've heard that you're upset. We've gone woke, so we've made a show about how drug use is awesome.
Oh, they're not even being like downfalls of, okay, all right.
No, all good.
Make Everybody sure keeps mentioning there's no negative side of
it. Everyone should try it. And then the conservatives had to be like, this isn't woke anymore, but it still goes against traditional family values.
We
hate drug use as well.
Mom
it's kind of our
like,
thing.
What?
What the fuck?
What do they want, then?
Well, I guess they can't call us, like,
we'll
soft.
Do a show about dog fighting. No, closer. No,
they can get around that.
Conservatives can get around dog fighting. Yeah, because it's like old school, you know?
Yeah.
It's like something real men did.
Yeah, bought a dog and made it angry.
I don't know. It harks back to a simpler time. Where people cared about traditional values, like making dogs fight to the death.
And also cool, in this man. Show, it's going to be set in a utopia where smoking's allowed inside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That one's closer.
Yeah?
Bunch of men smoking cigarettes, make a dog fight? Doesn't that make you feel pain?
In a TV show about the benefits of speed? Methamphetamine
Are the
use?
Dogs on meth?
Yeah, everyone is. Makes the dogs quicker and stronger with no side effects.
What would happen to Disney's stocks?
Have you ever seen a vertical line on a stock chart before? Yeah. Just oh, it's
straight
gone.
Down.
Oh, it's crashed. This is crashed.
Oh, no. Oh, no. They shouldn't have made that dog fighting meth show, probably, and put it in the MCU.
And they just keep being like, but Breaking Bad.
What about it?
Same
I don't know.
Thing. Does it not remind you of this?
No. This show, there's not even a main character.
This is just horrific things we're watching.
Stop fighting.
It's horrible.
I don't know what the hell you people want. You never listen to the fans. That's like, what I'm hearing.
So generally, I don't want to ask. Is it CGI?
No. Practical effects.
Practical effects. They're puppets. Being like the testing audience.
We're
that
a
comes
workshop.
In to watch.
We're paying them a lot of money.
Yeah. Oh, we weren't meant to mention their name. Whoops, dude.
I don't want to work with them anymore.
Fuck.
I want to work with them all.
Yeah, fair enough. Me too. I love when I work with my workshop.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, guys, notice anything different about my face? And I just get like a bug mask or something? Weddle.
Personally sponsored by Weddle.
Yeah, they make me a monster or something.
Yeah, they change my fit every day.
Yeah.
So I do hope that if we get Agatha season 2, it is simply just them.
More of the same.
More of the same, but a bit more of a kind. I guess it is like the road movie.
Yeah.
Because it's just now they're going like.
Trying
you know,
to find Tommy.
Trying to find Tommy.
I think I would be worried about an Agatha season 2 without something like. I think it's had such a kind of unique premise that I think there's a real risk that a season 2 would just be like it's Agatha training Wiccan. And I think, you know.
That's boring.
I think in a way that might be not as sort of like unique a story or, I don't know. I think there's a risk to season 2 being kind of not very good.
This is a generalization and I can't think of any examples to back me up here. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that Marvel are really bad at making endings that don't either wipe out the character or connect to something else.
Yes.
So I think if they make a season 2 that's not going to be the end of the boys.
Mm. I think that's
Homelander.
Billy Butcher.
Billy Butcher. Billy.
Hang on.
Same name.
Hang on
what
a second.
The boys met Agatha.
Why did he say that name?
Why did he call
Vision be Huey?
Disney are odd one for this era of their TV shows. But I agree, because I think like there's also this weird thing of like, say you get to the end of Agatha season 2 and you reunite Billy and Tommy. What then?
Yeah, it needs to go somewhere.
It's kind of like, you reunite Billy and Tommy, but that's probably happening early.
Yeah.
Like, if anything, you're kind of like, all right, cool.
She's already dead. She's already a ghost. Kill her a second, third time?
I was reading somewhere, it was like going to be an adaptation of the Avengers Children's Crusade, which I think is about Wiccan and Tommy finding Wanda from memory.
Okay.
This is just before, I believe, all the whole, like, no more mutants.
Yeah.
So just precedes.
Unless they do that and do it with Vision.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You get the two of them together, and then they're like, now we got to find Dad.
Yeah. And that's going to be...
That's going to be...
kind of spicy and meatball.
Yeah. I work for Italian Disney now. And that's going to be an interesting dynamic, eh?
Hey, Mamma Mia.
Because, Vision and Magic Boy... Imagine Vision talking to Billy currently as it stands.
Mm.
Hard to imagine.
Yeah.
They're on different wavelengths.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because... Because Tommy would have just been into a drowning boy. No memories of drowning boy's life.
Yeah.
And now he's like, but I got memories of being a speedster.
Fake boy?
In a small town.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad you said speedster, because I know we're speculating on the future, but I just want to take it back a little bit, because I saw the funniest clickbait article.
Oh, I'm excited.
And it was like, Agatha all along ruins... adds insult to injury to Ralph Boner one last time.
What do you mean insult to injury? He was there again.
He was
great.
It's awesome. His life was ruined.
So the article.
He's having a bad time.
The articleist friend was like, oh, they did another fuck you to the fans. But no, the whole article is about how Agatha wrecked his house. Like, devalued his property. The whole article is about how Ralph Boner's property is
so
devalued
funny.
Because it's like, maybe they're going to finally leave him alone. But then, no, they draw a big pentagram in his...
Fuck Ralph Boner!
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Is the article, like an in-universe, in-universe article?
I feel like it was... I don't think it was... It wasn't Screen Rant. It might have been, like, a comic book.
Was it in earnest?
Yeah.
Fuck, that's so funny, dude.
I think, that the headline is meant to be, like... What do they do to my boy?
Yeah.
But then the article is written, it's not as in, like, this is the most serious thing that's ever happened.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's also not, like, a joke article.
Yeah, that's so funny. Mm. I was great seeing Ralph Boner come back.
He's the best MCU character.
He truly
is. His name's Ralph Boner.
And he loves them conspiracy theories.
Yeah, because his life was wrecked by what happened.
It's great.
That was another... Agatha stole his house.
Yeah.
Another interesting thing that this show did that I kind of didn't expect it to do is, because you remember after WandaVision came out, and everybody was like, it's weird that in the end they were like, Wanda's still a good guy, even though what she did was pretty bad. Mm-hmm. But then there was like some debate about it. I feel like this show very much falls on the side of, no, what she did was bad. Like, I think it's pretty unambiguously like that was an evil act, which is kind of an interesting thing for them to pick a side in that debate that happened after WandaVision. Like I forget what her name is, the Mrs. No one remembers. That's a gag in the show. But whatever, Mrs. Hart, whatever her name is, that she's like, it was horrible. It like traumatized the town, and the same with Ralph Boner. Oh, yeah, I thought that was an interesting choice.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, it's good. And then, if you do end up bringing Wanda back, it would kind of be like, well, you got to pay for what you did.
Yeah, for sure.
Like,
you need
to have your comeuppance. I guess she did pay in a way with Big Rock.
Yeah. She paid. they dropped a rock in her head. That's
but it really
school,
wasn't
dude.
For about the town. That was for other reasons.
That was, just some other stuff going on.
Yeah.
Do we think, worst case scenario, somehow this leads to Magneto?
Oh, that was not the worst case scenario I was imagining. Okay, we've got to go find Grandpapa.
Yeah, well, Magneto's Wanda's
Yeah, that
what
is correct.
Happened to me? Did
Don't
I just,
worry about it.
Am I sick?
Yeah.
Magneto.
Well, just say that the TV shows line up with
the
introduction.
Well, I was going
to
say,
MCU,
before you brought out the Magneto home run that I was not ready for.
Same, dude.
Is that I think what's going to fuck them is because Secret Wars and fucking Doomsday are just around the corner.
Yeah.
Disney are going to be very horny for like, we've got to put every guy in. Which
absolutely.
Means it's going to end up where like, and it's too early for these characters to be dropped into something like that. But it's going to happen,
I think,
and it's going to fuck stuff up. But then also, like, I wouldn't be surprised if Magneto is in Secret Wars.
Yeah, for sure.
And then they're going to do a weird thing with that, no doubt.
Yep. Because it's that funny thing where...
So, yes, it will lead to Magneto, but it will be in an unearned way, and it will fuck up the TV series. I forgot about all of this. Now I'm sad. Forget about Secret Wars and bringing back every guy. Make a movie about drug use Disney.
Yeah.
That's a smarter option.
That's a home run.
Yeah. And then, you know... Wrecking all the ongoing story because we brought this up in our Spider-Man episode as well. But these, because they're going for broke with the Avengers movies again, they're too soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, they're going so big with the Avengers. And
like they have to because they want to recapture the glory days and they're like spinning their wheels and everything. But they're about to fuck up so many of their ongoing storylines because massive event is coming too soon. And, like, characters aren't in a position where they're ready for it. Like,
what you're gonna...
Fucking Sam Wilson is about to have to fucking punch Doctor Doom in space.
Absolutely.
Right in the head.
What you're gonna get exactly...
He's not ready?
No, he's not. He just flies.
Yeah. He just figured out he'll pick up a shield.
Yeah. Now, his first task is dealing with a Red Hulk.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think he could deal with a green one.
No.
Red Guardians come out of retirement for one thing. Now he's in space.
What you're going to get is you're going to get exactly what... Because there were franchises that were fucked over by Endgame and Infinity War. Like, Guardians of the Galaxy had a bunch of problems because... of all the shit they established in those movies.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was like, oh, now Gamora's like, she's lost her memory or some shit, or whatever,
different Gamora.
And then in Guardians of the Galaxy 3, they had to figure it out. Same thing, I think. I mean, it didn't really affect Spider-Man so much because No Way Home made all the money in the world. But Spider-Man was the same thing, where it was like, first Spider-Man, pretty grounded. Second Spider-Man, like, still relatively grounded, you know what I mean? It, like, was all internal. Yeah. Then Spider-Man goes to space. You know what I mean? And then it's multiverse stuff. So it's like, you don't get a comfortable through line with those movies. And they were movies that had established characters.
And Spider-Man's first appearance is Civil War, which is already pretty big.
Yes, that's true, actually. Good point. Good
like,
point.
His first appearance is like, well, time to punch Captain America or Iron Man? No, time to punch Captain America in the head.
Yeah, exactly.
Spider-Man's first on-screen appearance should be punching Captain America in the head, dude.
But wasn't really it that only happened because they just like just before the movie or something, Sony was like, "Yeah, you can have Spider-Man," and they were like, "Oh fuck,
put him in, gotta put him in there somehow."
But yeah, a bunch of shows are gonna probably suffer because of secret.
Because when
even
said,
my best friend Deadpool, his character is in a weird spot. Wolverine especially are in weird spots in the like in their character arc where now you're about to send them to Battle World.
Whatever plans you've got are
fucked.
Because you have the problem of and the MCU
Daredevil?
Yeah, dude.
He going to space.
He's just a lawyer, man.
Who the fuck cares about Kingpin after you fought Doctor Doom? Or alternatively, you from a different dimension that's evil.
Ben Affleck Daredevil. Once you've killed yourself.
Once you've killed yourself and your alternate reality girlfriend, maybe.
And fucking Kingpin's like, yeah, that's right. I'm taking over.
I'm going to be the mayor of Hell's Kitchen.
I'm going to blow up a
whatever.
Bank.
Dude,
who cares?
Dude, there's like 10 million different yous.
Yeah, you know, there's a universe where I do nothing and it all works out.
But then also,
I'm hopeful that it's this universe. If it isn't, oh well.
Oh well, dude.
But then also fucking Kingpin's probably going to be sucked into space too. Why is he going to care about Hell's Kitchen?
Fighting six different Kingpins?
Fighting the Kingpin from Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse?
So wide, dude.
An absolute unit. Peak physical performance.
Oh, big time.
So wide. Yeah, you're right. Because I was thinking, worst possible scenario was this all leads to, Young Avengers style. Like
I don't even
Hulk,
think you can do...
And, Hawkeye and Patriot or all that kind of stuff. I'm like, you have no time to do that.
No.
It kind of has to be really self-contained. Yeah, you got to deal with, that. Chucking in Magneto seems so weird. They probably won't. But then, he'll pop up and...
He's going to be there because this is the problem that even Wanda has, I think. With the last time we've seen Wanda, she's been dimension hopping.
Yeah.
And that's already complicated. She found like alternate universe, her kids.
Happy.
So it's already messy.
Yeah.
But now you have the opportunity to make it less messy, more self-contained, more interesting, less.
Do you think then maybe out of left field here, what if Battleworld isn't a cameo fuckfest?
I don't think they can make that movie. Because especially because I reckon Doomsday won't be.
Yeah.
Which means that I almost called it Endgame. Endgame 2 has to be.
The only alternative to doing a cameo fuckfest, and I don't think they'll do this, but I think they'll do it eventually, is doing a every villain is back and every hero is fighting. You know, like one of
those where
you see Captain America punch Kingpin in the head or something.
Unless what they do is they focus more on like properties they've just obtained and they do leave some of the characters in the like Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield are back and then also like maybe Ben Affleck and stuff like that so people are getting excited for that, but then it's they're not in the MCU, their storylines.
True.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe what they'll do is they'll do like, it'll be like incursions, so shit's fucked everywhere, and it'll mostly be focusing on...
And at the
on...
end, the memories are erased, and it's back to the moment before it began, so it's... everyone's storylines can be the same.
And we don't have to worry about that movie that just happened.
It does feel like this might be a big reset.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
After this big battle world, and if people look a little different now because we've recast them, don't worry about it.
And the X-Men are here. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
It's fine. You know, we find, Wanda and Pietro, the dad. Yeah, look, it is Magneto, and we're doing that in the comics again now. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Shush.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. Oh, you've made me, because when Agatha's finished. I was like, oh, it was nice. Yeah, I had a good time. They didn't stick the landing. And then I went online. I had a bit of a read of people's opinions. And I was like, oh, this sucks.
It's never good to read people's opinions online. Because then they were
talking about, like, you know, oh, what does this mean? How could this happen? I don't understand. Yeah. What do you mean? And you're like, did you not, how bad are you at reading literature or reading media or just understanding human emotions?
Pretty bad,
dude. Do you need everything explicitly, like, spelt out?
I feel like I saw someone call Agatha Agatha all wrong. Clever. Very
good. Very good stuff. Very, nice. Very good smart.
Wong almost rhymes with wrong. Oh.
Agatha all Wong. Hang on.
Agatha is Wong.
Agatha all a Wong. Okay.
Okay. Agatha Wong.
Well, yeah. The rising sun that is Secret Wars on the horizon means that our show.
Yeah.
We're going to really struggle to speculate wildly because they're about to have to fucking. Yeah. Every series is going to have to take a hard right hand turn.
Soon. Absolutely.
Yeah. It just sucked the wind out of my sails. Yeah. I was like, and being reminded of, Battle World and all of that. I'm like, oh, yeah, it is all just coming together again. It doesn't feel that earned.
Maybe they'll do...
But we'll be hooting and hollering in the cinema, and that's all good. And we shouldn't worry about it, because it's going to make $4 billion, and I'm going to see it 12 times, and I'll be like, fuck yeah, my guys!
Movies are back.
Movies are back, baby!
Speaking of things that are back, Jackson, and Joel Zammett, and I'm segueing this, but I don't have the computer in front of me. It's actually time to return to our baseless speculation inbox.
BearsBoysPod@gmail.com.
BearsBoysPod@gmail.com, I believe, is where you can reach us. Again, I'm not the one in charge of this inbox.
Exactly.
Really taking a swing here. I'm going to stop talking because I don't know what I'm saying.
It's fine. It is BearsBoysPod@gmail.com. And if I am saying it wrong and I've missed an S, don't worry. The link is in the show notes.
You'll find
them. So you can, of course, email us in. Like this wonderful person here, Charlie, who has emailed them their own idea for a grounded Spider-Man 4.
Okay.
Start by saying hi, boys. That is us.
Hello. Yes.
Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Charlie.
Absolutely love the podcast. Here is my pitch for a grounded Spider-Man 4, and I no doubt, Sony would do this because it's not got the chance of being a cameo fuckfest.
Okay.
Good point. After the events of Doomsday, Earth is left in complete disarray and crisis because of whatever Doom has done, multiverse colliding or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But the movie focuses on Spider-Man on the ground of New York saving lives and fighting villains who are trying to use the chaos as their opportunity to rob banks or whatever. Basically, Spider-Man in the middle of a nature disaster movie, just the nature disaster's multiversal bullshit.
Okay.
Then you have the ultimate big bad of the movie, Rhino, whatever, who cares?
Hold your mind.
He's planning a big whatever crime whilst all this is going on. Love that a villain is like, the Earths are colliding, I'm a bank, that's rules.
Smart.
But yeah, and then, yeah, so as I said, I don't see Sony doing a story like this because, you know, where's the cameos?
Mm-hmm.
But it would be a good grounded multiverse story to have between the two Avengers movies.
So, Charlie, you're on the money here.
I do like
what you have pitched is the first 12 to 15 minutes of Spider-Man 4. It will start like that.
Yes, absolutely.
And then Spider-Man will get fucking whole-assed to space.
Spider-Man will
face
like...
of God.
Yeah. Spider-Man will be like, what's that? Oh, is that a suit I'm wearing and now I'm suddenly in heaven?
Yeah.
I haven't. Did I die? Then God will appear. No, we're fighting, though.
Spider-Man put on the heaven suit. Heaven suit Spider-Man.
He's got the heaven buster suit on. And then that's what we're doing.
I did think at first you meant it was a suit that killed him. Just the suit he put on and it just kids.
He's Spider-Man. Pete, don't put on a random suit, you idiot.
Can't wear the suit.
You dumb shit. You will die.
He put on the bomb suit.
Blowed up.
But that does sound like a cool idea, and I've always, you know, the idea of like a big thing happening.
You are going to get like, that movie, but only for 15
minutes. Yeah, I know. I just, again, that you know, something big is happening, you know. The big helicarrier is about to fall down, but in the distance you see Spider-Man flipping and saving people, and then it cuts back to the big main thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that idea, and I love the idea of, we're following Spidey as he does some ground-based shit, but
Paul Giamatti's Rhino, great villain. He should be the next villain for Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Paul Giamatti's Rhino, specifically. Yeah.
What about Robin Paul Giamatti from Sideways?
Oh, yes. The why?
Yeah.
I'm going to cheat Thomas on my Hayden. Wife?
No, that's Thomas Hayden Church. He's cheating on his wife.
Okay.
Sandra Oh.
That's right.
He's chewing gum while he's drinking drinking wine. The idiot.
No,
Paul Giamatti is so cut. Yeah, and rightfully so. Yeah. He's not respecting the wine.
I mean, that's just a bad idea with any beverage.
Yeah. Unless you want to make it minty.
Yeah. Unless you're brushing your teeth, in which case gum's good.
Brushing your teeth, drinking a Coke. That's the dream. Your teeth don't know what's going on.
I like that you're assuming it's mint. It could be like, you know, Hubba Bubba.
Oh, that's true.
It could be a strawberried gum.
Licorice.
Could be licorice.
Licorice gum.
I've seen licorice toothpaste.
Whoa. Ew. Salty.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Well, time for the next email before we think about that for too long.
This is
the nuclear family, the Culvers.
The Culvers. I know the Culvers, and I love
I know
the Culvers.
The Culvers. Dear BS boyfriends, I can't help but think reading emails weekly is going to result in the slow spiral. Is based on speculation having a super normal fandom like your boys over at Thumb Cramps. Are you worried about this, or will I, Zammit, keep in check by refusing to read messed up things?
So,
yes.
Yeah.
Thumb Cramps has a policy, at least at first, and has continued to this day. There's no such thing as bad ideas.
Yeah.
And every impulse I have, I should go with.
Mm.
Baseless speculation doesn't have me in charge.
I'm medicated. So those impulse controls are controlled.
Yeah. I'm self-medicated. I like to drink sometimes, but not when I'm working. I don't like to do podcasts drunk.
No,
it makes me worse
feels
at
awful,
podcasting.
Don't do that. Yeah, it feels terrible to be drunk podcasting. Yeah,
so, no.
Yeah, I think this is going to be the normal inbox, and then
Thumbcramps will just continue going down what's going on.
So if you want to, like, again, if you want to email us normal style, you got to do the BS Boys podcast.
Exactly. If you want to go doggy or reverse cowgirl
or
style,
that's the Thumbcramps.
Yeah.
So you understand this.
Missionary, baseless speculation, anal, Thumbcramps.
Exactly. So that's how we do things at this company.
That's the split.
You know? Exactly.
And holes a goal.
Holes a goal.
Exactly, or an email you send us.
Yeah. I think we made this Thumbcramps. This is not on.
No.
Sorry. Anyway, pretend all of this was in Thumbcramps.
Yeah.
But if you don't know what Thumbcramps is, listen to it, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Elvis.
And then,
What the fuck was that?
It was Elvis. Please continue.
Okay. Finally, email. By Thomas. Hi, Thomas. Thank you for emailing in. You've two questions. First of all, dear, when is the zoo video coming out? Boys, great question. As you know, look, maybe time of time of release. I have a child.
Yes.
Time of recording, I do not.
Mm.
So who knows? It's on the horizon of me being very tired and very busy.
Yeah.
But don't worry. We will have.
We intend to go to the zoo. But the thing is, if Zammit has a baby and he's like, sorry, wife,
I have to go to the zoo. You know how we got to have at least like what, like 6 weeks where we can't really take baby out for like to places because of, you know, whooping cough. Anyway, I might go and get some whooping cough down at the zoo.
I'm heading down to the old zoo, grab some whooping cough.
I'm gonna get it from an ape.
It's gonna be good.
Gonna get coughed in the face by an ape.
That shouldn't affect anything.
I would, hon, and baby. I would be so scared of an ape coughed in my face.
Well,
I'm gonna get ape sick.
Well, speaking of like scary illnesses.
Yeah.
Done.
Like, okay, so this is like a thing that just happened in my family. Gonna say everyone's fine, but no, the story starts with someone dying.
Okay.
So,
yes.
Yeah.
My great uncle recently passed. Sad, wasn't super, super close to him, and he was old.
Okay.
He is my great uncle, and I'm already not young.
Yeah, yeah.
But he got like a surprise illness, basically, like a viral infection or something, and his health went.
When you're old, it happens.
Yeah, so died in hospital, but my mom, I went to go visit him when he was dying and like to say goodbye. But then the next day she got sick and she was like, whatever killed a man. But my mom is significantly younger and healthier than my great uncle, so she's fine now.
That's scary.
It didn't result in anything bad, but her just being like,
I got coughed on by a dying man. Yeah. He didn't die.
I got the illness that just recently killed
a
man.
That's crazy, dude.
I reckon if I got that illness, which I didn't get, and then I recovered from it, I'd be like, I'm stronger than death.
You're invincible.
Death came for me and I won.
Yeah.
Anyway, please continue.
Yes, Thomas continues to ask. Yes, I have probably only seen 9 of the MCU movies, and most of them were Phase 1. I heard that Endgame is a good movie if you've seen all the movies up to that part. Do you think I should buy a Disney subscription and watch all the MCU movies? Or would you say I should do something else with my time? They also add, makes our decision or advice changes. I've only seen the Dark Knight trilogy from DCU, but I don't think anyone would tell me to catch up on those films. Yeah. Okay, now, before anyone says anything, Disney, if you are watching, yes, we will happily say that they should buy a subscription.
Yeah. Buy a 12-month one.
Disney, if you're watching this, and so we highly recommend that you, of course, buy a Disney Plus subscription and enjoy all the fine things that Disney has.
Exactly.
And that's the end of the show. Goodbye. Goodbye, Disney.
See you. Goodbye, Disney. Now, thanks for watching.
Disney, stop listening.
Okay. Yeah, don't worry.
This is just for you, Thomas. So, Thomas, do something else. I assume that you are not a child. Yeah. These movies are not for children. I mean, they are for children. Yeah, so maybe consume media that is not.
Here's what you're going to do instead, Thomas. Here's what you're going to do instead. You're going to get the Disney Plus subscription, and you're going to watch every episode of King of the Hill. Okay,
that's all
on there, and then every episode of Family Guy and American Dad.
Actually, that's a pretty good point.
And that's going to serve you better than watching any MCU movie.
Yeah. So, since you're still listening, that's great. Honestly, what you could do instead is just, I don't know, go outside, read a book. You could read a book.
We could read a book.
Read the Wikipedia page for King of the Hill.
Or American Dad, or Family Guy, or the Cleveland Show.
You're not locked in, like some of us, to watch these things. You could do what Jackson has done and refusing to watch Shang-Chi, and that's fine. You can do that.
That's allowed.
You don't need to do that. You're still allowed.
I've already been all over the place today, and I'm about to throw another thing out there. I just remembered that, speaking of American Dad, I was out last week, and someone used the Cleveland Show as a jumping off point to a conversation with me. They made reference to a joke, like that scene in the Cleveland Show. You know the Cleveland Show,
that's
right?
I was insane.
Yeah, I know the Cleveland Show.
The Cleveland Show is not a cultural touchstone.
Well, at this bar it was, I guess.
I guess you.
I can't even remember what the conversation was, but it was like they didn't need to bring up the Cleveland
Show. That's insane.
Yeah. So
did they look at me and say, "This
is the Cleveland Show, motherfucker"?
Yeah, he's got no Cleveland.
But I mean, Cleveland. Jokes on me because I did. So I can't get upset when someone clocks something and be like, "I bet this guy knows this thing," and then I do.
Yeah, exactly. That's on you, dude.
Yeah.
So you don't need to. You don't. Look, if you want to have some I don't know, summer fun, summer enjoyable, you can if you wanted to, but you don't have to, and that's the thing. If you find yourself wanting to maybe watch a superhero film or something like that, there are some good ones. But if you don't want to, you don't need to, and you know, there's so many other things in life that you could do to basically enrich yourself.
Jack off.
You could do that.
Take a shit.
Yeah, okay. I was thinking more you could hobbies. You could kind of if there's anything that you want to, write a book.
Second job.
Go into I don't know,
shit again.
Shit again. You gotta
paint. You want to paint? You could paint. Learn that. There's so many things out there that you can do. So many other things that you could just kind of. You have
four
the internet.
Times in one day.
You have the internet.
That's the
at
max.
Your fingertips. Like you have access to.
You gotta settle
to,
down
to our you know, human knowledge.
Four times in a day.
If you want to
fifth time sad, four times you're still a winner.
If you want to learn a new skill,
four seasons in one day.
You can just do that.
Four jack offs in one day.
So yeah, so you can do anything.
Did
you,
the Beatles
you put your
sing
mind
that
to
song?
It. Yeah. No, Crowded House. It was Crowded House.
Wow.
The Beatles are cool.
Jack It Off in a Leaky Boat, the other famous Beatles song. Thank you so much, Thomas, for the email, and thank you so much to the listeners for listening.
Yeah.
How good was this?
That was pretty good, dude.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
And this was another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we're the BS boys.
I'm thinking we're the BS boys. I'm thinking we're the BS boys.
He's right behind me, isn't he?